So I want to talk about the call of God, which is, you know, I've just come to realize Fiona and I were talking about this, like, this is the most important thing. If you get this, you're going to be able to walk with God. He's called you. And it's the greatest thing we possess is the call of God that he called us out. So I'm sitting in an airport one time. I got headphones on. And I'm actually talking to Fiona, who's back in Auckland. And I'm sort of talking. And you know, there's all airport noise going on. And I can hear this kind of crazy thing in the background of all of this. Fiona's talking to me, the airport noise, and then I hear this, like, Dean Rush, please board your flight. And it's like, it was so faint that the first time around, I was like, what is that? You know, I couldn't, and then I heard it again, and then all of a sudden, it just came to me. I was like, oh my gosh, and I was like, Fiona, I'll talk to you later, bye. I just ran with urgency after the call of the nice person and made my flight just, you know, and kind of got those knowing looks like, you are this close and you're a bad person and all this kind of stuff. Got on my flight. But here's the deal. And, you know, hopefully James is going to agree with me here. That the call of God is remarkably similar. The call of God is not going to smack you in the face one day as you're walking down the street. It's this voice that if you let the airport noise and the noise of this world and the noise of your own thoughts and everything else, you're going to miss it. Because God is not going to steamroll you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to call out to you. And he's looking for people that can hear the voice of the Lord. And it is like that. It's just back here somewhere. And you gotta press. And that's why, you know, I commend you for what you're doing tonight. You're in the house on a Sunday night, you know, here to wait on the presence of the Lord and hear from God. So come on, give yourselves a big hand. Well done, well done. And that's why I love Sunday night services. It's radical. You know, the radical people come out to the Sunday night service. And you're going to hear from God. But remember, it's like that. These people say to me all the time, oh, you know, well, God knows where I'm at. It's so stupid. Like, he created you. Of course he knows where you're at, but he's wanting to talk to you and he's wanting you to listen. They're the people that are going to hear the call of God. So don't just sit back and say, oh, you know, God wants to do something with me. Knows where I'm at. No, no, no. He wants you to press in. He wants you to value his presence. He wants you to be listening for his voice because he's got something incredible to say to you, and it's going to change up your life. So I want to share a little bit about this. If you're with us here tonight, Sunday night service, Isaiah 49 and verse 1. If you've got a Bible, let's turn there. This is one for New Zealand, and I think New Zealand needs to hear from God right now. So let's go there. Psalm 49 and verse 1 says, listen to me, you islands, hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb, he has spoken to me. And I tell you what, God has a message for New Zealand. There is a kingdom purpose for us, for every single person that's here in the house tonight. And God is trying to say something to our nation. But is New Zealand listening? Not many, if any. Well, you guys are, so it's all good. But he's trying to say something to us. And he'll tell you who you are and why you're here, what your purpose is. And you know, when they say in New Zealand that 1 in 8 New Zealanders are on antidepressants, it says that New Zealanders have stopped listening to God because he's going to tell them who they are. When you hear who you are and God, who God's created you to be, you're not going to want to be on antidepressants because it's going to lift you up. Come on, can I get an amen here on Sunday night service from the front 5 rows? Come on, can I get an amen here tonight? He's going to tell you who you are. All right, we'll work on this together, all right? Come on, it's this little journey of radical faith. It says, before I was born, the Lord called me from my mother's womb. Isn't this interesting? As New Zealand has just made this, passed this terrible law to allow a lot of babies to not progress into the call of God. Isn't it amazing? The enemy tries to destroy the call of God upon your life. And for many people now, it's before they even get out of the womb. But you got to understand this, and we know this here tonight, but the call of God starts when we're in the womb. So, you know, before we even get out, doesn't matter. God has already spoken a word upon our life. Like, there's something for you. Come out of the womb. Every single child in New Zealand, there's a call of God. There's a purpose. It's radical. You know, you are not just some random creation that sort of turned up somehow. You are ordained by God. And the question is, are we going to believe this, or are we going to believe the world's story about us? That it doesn't matter. You just hear. So just get on with whatever you can do. Make the best of it. You know, this is the world's message to you. But Bible says the Lord called me. You know, who are we? I don't know if you ever thought about this. You know, just get up in the morning, look in the mirror. Who are we that God would call us? Like, we want to hear it, right? Like, it's radical. Who are we? Who are you and I? What did we ever do to deserve the call of the Lord? The voice of God speaking out to us and calling our name. Like, it's amazing. Verse 2 says, He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in His quiver. Man, that is so incredible. And, you know, anyone here, you know, you want to let God develop you. My mouth like a sharpened sword. There's people here. I tell you what, there's a lot of Kiwis, man, with a mouth like a sharpened weapon to destroy. But if you let Him, God will turn your mouth into the sharpened sword. That's not going to slash and cut people. It's going to heal people. Words of healing. Anyone here tonight that, you know, you've got some desire to be in some level of communication for the kingdom. I know when I say this, everyone freaks out because they feel like, man, I don't want to be a preacher. There's got to be some. Who's going to do it? You know, Josh probably up for it. But, you know, just the art of communicating for God is such a beautiful thing. It could be in your family. It could be in the marketplace. It could be in the church. It could be a connect leader. It could be a preacher. Or teacher, just give me a wave. You got an interest in that at all? Just put some hands up. It's such a beautiful thing that I've always thought, this guy, God, why would you call me to do that? Because I was ruthless when I was young. I mean, I just had some really bad things coming out of my mouth. Can I get a witness here tonight? just one or two. You know, and God is willing to do this for people here, to cause your mouth to come under the anointing of God. And that's why I just want to pray for some people at the end of the service to step into the calling of God, to let Him take a hold of your mouth and turn it into a sharpened sword, that you would be a polished arrow. And the amazing thing here is concealed in His quiver. You know, some of you feel like, man, I've been doing all this stuff. I've been trying. I've been learning. I've been growing. And God, what are you trying to do with me? But He knows what He's doing with you. You are concealed in His quiver, and at the right time, He's gonna pull you out and deploy you and use your life for something great in the kingdom. Come on, is anybody excited about that here tonight? He's gonna do it. Just looking for a little bit more enthusiasm than that, you know. Come on, who's excited about what God? Come on. Because we got to be careful about, I mean, this is the word of God. It's not about me, but this is what He's saying about your life. And I think we got to just be careful of, it's just like information we get from the world, overload. This is God's message to you. And it's amazing. He has you ready for His plan of attack, to do something with your life. And some of you here tonight, you know, young and old, but certainly some of the young ones, this is your time. This is your time, and God is wanting to do something with you right now. There is a generation that needs you. And, you know, we're talking about this calling of God, and Alan, we were talking about over lunch just how we sent out years ago Josh Taylor. How old were you when you went to Napier? 18. We did something very irresponsible. We just sent all these teenagers around the country to go do something. I didn't even realize this, Josh, but I just heard the other day. We actually sent you to the hood of, I don't even know this. What do I know about Napier? They needed somebody to come. And so I sent Josh and a girl called Abby, and they went out there. And I got this great story because I went to visit sometime, and we're doing this meeting. Obviously, all these hood kids there, and so the place was other hood kids, like kids from the hood. and so anyway, it was pretty rowdy, and there was one guy just being completely annoying to me. And I said to Abby, "Who's that guy?" And they said, it's Josh, not this Josh, of course, because he's the leader, it's this other guy. And they said, this guy's name's Josh. And I said, he's a wolf, get rid of him. Now, Pastor James would never say that about anybody, right? It probably wasn't my finest moment, because then the youth leader, who's quite young, because 18, just told the guy, yeah, Pastor Dean said, you're a wolf, we should get rid of you. But this guy, how good is this story? This is God's redemption. He took the challenge on. He's like, okay, so he came to our leadership college the next year, and then he did such a good job that he actually came on staff at our church. And so we actually now have the Wolf of Napier in our church. It's a great story I tell sometimes in our church. Thanks, Josh Taylor. But you responded to the call. And there's people here tonight in a similar way, that this is your moment to respond to the call, to step forward and say, God, whatever you got for me. John Wesley, in his journal entry in 1763, said this statement, such a good statement from a leader. He says, Lord, let me not live to be useless. And that is a great prayer. It's just like, God's going to do something with your life if you can get up on the altar tonight and just pray, God, help me not live to be useless. I love that. You know, it's one of the great questions. Here's a better question. God, what do you want to do with me? What do you want? Don't be telling God all the time what you want to do. Because actually, you know, the Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but it only leads to death. You know, actually, you've got to realize that if you're going to do something great for God, is that most of our plans are really destructive. They seem great, but they actually just lead to chaos. And we've got to let God's plans come into our lives. That's why we've got to start to speak the words of God. Don't say what you think. Everybody's saying what they think. Say what you know in God. Say what God is putting into your life. Speak the word of the Lord. Learn some scriptures and just say that. Verse 3, then he said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. And you know, if we let God develop us, he will use us to display his splendor. And that has got to be one of the great outcomes of any life, is that your life gets to display the goodness of God. In 1647, in the Westminster Confession, this thing, you know, like the British Parliament commissioned all these theologians to meet for like years and come up with this statement of faith. And one of the big questions they asked and then answered, they spent years on this, was, what is the chief end of man? In 1647, they said, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. That's the purpose of our lives. To glorify him, to do something with our lives that gives God some glory, that shines the light on him. And a successful life is a life that's used by God. I got a picture here, if you guys can bring it up, of the three slightly older looking gentlemen, me included. And this guy in the middle here was my connect leader when I got saved. He actually drove to my house, because God sets people up, you know, and don't be worried about that. You know, if you're in one of God's setups, just get happy. Because, you know, the fact God even knows who you are, he's going to send someone to your house to get you to church. Like, that's radical. This guy came to my house and said, hey, yo, you're going to come to church? And I said, no, I'm not coming. And he happened to have, I was a car guy, and he had this sort of, it's not so cool now, but this sort of V8 van, you know, it was very cool in the 80s. You know, I just think the A-team, the A-team van. I'm like 16, 17. And I said, I'm coming to church. If we can go for a cruise in your van afterwards, I'm driving. And he said, okay. And so anyway, I come to church and we get into this thing. I respond to the call of God and we were all in connect group together. And so out of his connect group, there's two senior pastors. That is actually me right there. And another guy, Tom Hatch, who's senior pastor in Blenheim, Elam. And so we chased him down. That photo was in Queenstown like 2 years ago. We chased down our connect leader after like 20 years. I just had to find him. I said, mate, I need to meet you in Queenstown, please. And he turned up and me and Tom just said, thank you so much. Because you, in your connect group, you raised up two guys that were going to be senior pastors and we would not be here without you. And he, yeah. So to all the connect leaders out there, don't despair on these little rat bags that turn up to your group or these people that are very inconsistent or whatever. Just understand that God is going to use your life to shine his glory. And what he can do through our broken down old lives is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And okay, so verse 4 says, but I said, I have labored in vain. I've spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due to me is in the Lord's hand and my reward is with God. You know, sometimes when we serve, and I'm sure there's some people here, you've been serving for a long time, and you kind of think, man, what have I achieved? What's the point? What happened? God, nothing happened. But we got to trust him, guys. Maybe can I just talk to some people who've been serving for a long time? Just trust him. Your reward is with God. He knows. We don't know hardly anything. You know, people think that us people, the leaders and the pastors, that we know a lot. We know we've been around a long time. That's something. That's, you know, we definitely are passionate about God. But to think that we know what God's doing is probably a slight stretch of the whole thing. But we just keep turning up in faith and knowing that God is good and our reward is with him. Verse 6, he says, is it too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and to bring back those of Israel I have kept? I will also make you a light for the Gentiles that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. And that is us right here. This is a prophetic word from Isaiah about us, that the light of Christ is going to go out to the ends of the earth, to New Zealand, to the nations farthest away from Israel, and that is us. So don't lose heart. Our job is to bring lost people home, to bring back God's people to himself. We are the light. You are the light. And you know, we're chosen to live with the gospel, to carry the gospel, to represent the gospel, and to bring people home. And our nation right now, guys, needs the gospel. Who's with me? Come on, give me a wave. You understand that. It needs the gospel. It needs you. It needs some radical human beings to make a stand for the call of God, to say, God, if you can do something with my life, I'm here and I'm ready. And, you know, how is this new generation going to believe without somebody like Josh Taylor going to the hood of Napier and all these other places around the nation to bring the light of Christ, to bring the gospel? And I'm really calling, we're going to do this in just a few minutes here, for some young people. You know, if I could do this all again, it was honestly one of the greatest eras of my life, being a young person responding to the call of God, laying down my music dream. I was a young musician, did that full time, which is, you know, quite an achievement in New Zealand. You know, it was a fun thing to be doing, but this calling for a lost generation. And you know, of course, I'm still here and I'm going to go into bat for the next generation, but there needs to be some young men and women to get out there and reach your people, you know, your peers, the young people out there. So here's some steps, and then we're going to pray. Here's some steps of how to step into the call of God. Number one, you got to hear the call. Like I said before, you got to start listening. Tonight, I want you to listen for his call. You know, we're going to do this in a moment. We're just going to wait on the Lord. That's why we've got to learn to wait. They that wait upon the Lord, Isaiah says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll rise up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint. if we learn to wait on him, to be strengthened by him. You got to hear the call. Number two, you got to actually turn up. And this is like really massive, a massive point. Leaders have to be consistent. And so many Christians are inconsistent, you know, and if that is you, I want us to be friends. But can I just challenge you tonight, just to turn up? I've learned this. You can't train up the people that didn't turn up. And sometimes you just love these people and you just your heart breaks for them if they just turn up. And if you're here tonight and you've got the calling of God on your life, you know, that's part of your work on, is to get that consistent, just turn up. Just Sunday night, I'm going to turn up, come see your pastors and just say, I'm going to turn up here. I need you to speak in my life. I need you to help me hear the voice of the Lord in my life. Let the pastors deploy you. Don't just turn up and say, hey, yeah, pastors, here's what I'm going to do. Let them deploy you. Let the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord comes upon you via a leader, somebody. Lays his hands upon your life. Number three, let God build your life. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. I'm just about done. Maybe my friend on the keyboards can come help. Let him build your life. And he's going to build you up to this polished arrow. He's going to set you back there in his quiver. He's going to do something amazing with your life. Number four, speak his words. Don't speak the words of all your thoughts. The more we hang around with God, our thoughts start to get in the right zone. Don't speak the words of the world. I hate it when I see those trash coming out of people's mouths at times. Don't, if you want to be anointed by God, you can't have darkness and light in the same thing, you know? So if you've got that ruthless mouth, I'd love to pray for you because I was there. I know you. I understand. But you got to stop that and say, God, I want to be anointed for service. I'm going to lay this thing down. I'm going to get anointing on my life. Number five, let your gift help with the harvest. Every single one of you, it says that my salvation shall reach the ends of the earth. The result of our service is that people's lives get saved. And every single one of you here tonight, you've got a gift. And if you just let your gift be used for the harvest, you know, you're going to finish your life. You can be happy as Pastor James and Mary, you know. And that's my goal. Finish happy, you know. It's joy of the Lord. And, you know, this guy here with the red and black shirt. Hey, what's your name? Awesome, man. Tafiel. You know, I just sense a great calling upon your life. You know, you got a story. I said this morning that the gospel is our story of God's graciousness. And I just believe that God's going to use your story, your life, to just be a blessing to people, you know. I feel like sometimes maybe you don't back yourself or really kind of see it as that special, but God's for you, sees you here tonight. His hand is upon you. You got a story. It's going to rock some people when they just hear of God's goodness to you. Amen. Can we give him a great hand? Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if we can just still stand up here for a moment. Is it all right? We got a bit of time here. Like, it's only 7 o'clock. It's like, what the heck? It's early. But we're doing this on purpose because I want you to just wait on God. Is that all right? A few minutes just to wait on God on a Sunday night service. Anything could happen. Anything could happen as we just wait on him. Is that all right? So don't just leave your phone in your pocket. That thing's going to stop you sometimes from hearing the call because you're getting that call and not the big call. Just can we wait on him for a moment? And here's what I want to do first up. I just got a couple of prayers for this church. But I wonder if we just close our eyes for a moment. I want to ask this. I want to ask an honest question. It's so good to get honest. We hardly ever do. And in the house of God is a great moment to be honest. But can I ask you this honestly? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? I'm not asking, have you been to church services? Have you read the Bible? Have you been to Connect Group? Do you know some scriptures? All those things are amazing. But I'm asking, are you surrendered to him? Is he the Lord of your life? Have you laid it all down for him? Because in John 3:3, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of heaven unless he is born again." So that's why you haven't been able to see properly the vision that God has for your life, the purpose of your life, because he wants you to be born again from one kingdom to the other, from the world to the kingdom of light, from your way to his way, from darkness to light. And it will be my privilege to pray a prayer with you in just a moment. I'm going to ask if you're here, and maybe you've never done this. There's generally in a room, there's always one or two or three people like stubborn, never done this. But I honestly, I've discovered stubborn people make phenomenal Christians when they surrender all to Christ. If that's you tonight, I'd love to pray with you. Maybe there's others here that you've been away from God, or you've just been in the middle ground. You know, don't be in the middle. The middle's nothing. You're trying to have a foot in both camps, but you can't live there because those camps are going in different directions. She's got to choose a kingdom that you want to be part of. Maybe you're away from God. Maybe you've been knocked around. Tonight, come on. Tonight is a night to come home, to get right with him, to let the voice of the Lord speak into your life. So right across this place with every eye closed, if you're here tonight and you need to get right with Jesus, can I just ask you to boldly, with courage and faith, lift your hand and acknowledge him tonight. Just raise it up right now if that's you. Yeah, God bless you. Hand over here. Is there anybody else? Just give me a wave that I could see it. I want to make sure I got you. Is there anybody? Just give me a wave that I could see it. If that's you, yeah, God bless you, young man here. Praise God. Praise God. God's going to do something big with your life, sir. Is there anybody else? Somebody here in the middle? God bless you. Another one over here. God bless you. Four people. Is there anybody else? Just give me a wave that I could see it. Don't want to miss you out like I'm 51, so, you know, maybe my eyes aren't so good anymore. Over here, young lady, God bless you. Is there anybody else? Join these five. Come on. We're going to create a breakthrough generation right here in the middle. God bless you. This young lady, incredible. Is there anybody else? Just give me a wave that I could see it. Who else? Yeah, God bless you. This young man over here. Amen. This is radical, guys. Seven people over here. Eight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody else tonight? Come on, eight people that are going to make a stand. You guys are going to rock this thing. You're going to turn something around. It's going to be radical. Is there anybody else? Just lift your hand. Lift your hand that I can see it. Say, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. I feel like somebody all day that's just, you know, it's like, man, you've just been through the wars. It kind of feels like all hell is broken loose against your life. And sometimes that's kind of what it's like. But you're here. You're here and God is calling you tonight. Would you hear his call and say, I've got to come home. I've got to get right with my Lord. I got to follow Jesus in my life. Is there anybody else? You haven't lifted your hand already. Just give me a wave. Join this prayer. We're about to pray. Is there anybody else? Just lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Say, here I am tonight. I feel like there could be one more. Just raise it up if that's you. Who's that person? Say, here I am. God bless you. Right here in the middle. Come on, let's give this person a great hand. All, come on, nine people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And hey, here's what I'd love to do, if that's okay. I'd love to shake your hand and just get down here and pray with you. If that's okay, the Bible says if you acknowledge me before him, I'll acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. If you acknowledge me before men. And for all those people, is that all right? You lifted your hand, just grab a friend, just come on down. Come on, let's make a stand together. You guys are going to be radical. Let's go. Come, come. From all over this place, just come. Just come. Thank you, Lord. So good to see you. Hey, how are you? Oh, you with here? Yeah, cool, cool. Bro. Come, come, come. Yeah, just come. Just come from all over this place. Bro. Come on, man. Hey. How are you? Good to see you. Why? How are you? How are you? You. Praise God. Praise God. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this. I'm so proud of you all standing here. It's like a radical generation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, we're going to pray this prayer together, guys. And I want you, all of you down the front, just pray it with all your heart. God's going to hear your prayers. No respecter of persons. This world, it's all about layers and levels. And God, every single one of you, he knows you, he loves you. He's put an incredible gift in your life, like unreal. And this is your moment. This is your time. For the rest of the church, come on, can we just pray in faith with all these people standing down the front here and believe for just something special and beautiful to take place upon their lives. Well, let's pray with some passion tonight after me. Dear Jesus, I come to you tonight and I surrender my life. I ask for forgiveness, for doing things my way, for trying to live my life without you. Tonight I repent and I come back to you and I declare that you are the Lord. And I'm going to follow you all the days of my life. I invite you into my life to fill me, to use my life to bring you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, let's thank God right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh. You know, for you guys, girls down here, I really am just so proud of you. This is your moment. God's for you. I tell you what, if he can do something with my life, broken down young South Islander, he can do something great with your life. Thank you, Jesus. What do you want to do here with these guys, Pastor Josh? Shannon, you know, for a moment, just wants to pray with you guys. And look after you. Can I just say, the key is, like I said before, we just got to turn up. I turned up to like 1980s North Shore, like crazy Pentecostal church when I was this young musician from South Island. I was like, who are these people? They were so weird. But you know what was in the house was the presence of God. And I just stuck around. I thought, they're all right. They like me. That's okay. And you'll find here for you guys, the people in this place, they're going to love you. We're going to look after you because God joins us together. All kinds of people from all different backgrounds, and we're stronger together because we are the body of Christ. And all of you here, you're going to do something mighty for God because he's created you from the womb to shine the glory of God in this generation. So for a moment, can you just turn and go with Shannon here? She's going to look after you. Come on, let's give them a great hand. Come on, let's give it up for these young people. Amen. And hey, here's what I want to do just before we got 5 minutes here. And I just want to do an altar call for people that want to respond to the call of God. And I'm just hoping and believing there's some people here that want to hear this whisper of the Lord calling them and doing something mighty with their life. So I want to open the altar, and we're just going to have just a couple of minutes, because you standing on that altar is so much. It's not even about me praying for you or someone else. It's just you saying, God, here I am. You know, I want to hear your voice tonight. If you can do something with my life, I'm here, I'm willing, I'm ready. So from across this place, I'm glad that my bro here with the fish t-shirt. Sorry, I need to learn your name. What's Josh? Josh. Josh is a good name in this church. Josh is going to come because I really sense God's a great call upon your life. And I want the others. I'd love the, now I've got to say it right. When I say the hood kids, I mean the kids that are from the hoods to come and stand on the altar too. And anyone else who's like this right now, you want to respond to the call of God. Just, I want you to come from all over this place. Could be gift of music, worship, leadership, the ability to do something. This lady here with is all is good. All is good. Yeah, can you come? I just sense a great touch of God upon your life. Come on, who else is like that? There'll be a few more. Just come. Yeah, my eyesight's all right, isn't it? I can read your t-shirt from there. Amen. We're just going to have a time here. I just believe there's a few more. Just come. Just let me help you right now. It's just getting out of that comfort zone. Saying, Lord, here I am. Come on, who else is, you're sitting in your seat, but you know in your heart, there's this calling that you know about. I want you to come and stand. Come on. Young and old. Here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth looking for someone. He's going to use you in your neighborhood, in your street, your school, your university, the workplace that God's placed you in, some marketplace leaders. I can sense right now. If that's you, why don't you come? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray. What does that say? Shap. What's this guy's name? Huh? Aaron. Yeah. Hey, I really see God's calling on you. And, you know, and I see at times kind of having a lot of ideas and a lot of things around. But God is putting his hand upon your life. And you're going to be a mighty man, you know. Some people have kind of thought, what's up with this guy? But God's for you. And just a bit like me, if you can just surrender to him and let him take a hold of your life and your mouth and everything you got, he's going to surprise you and a lot of other people with what he does with your life. Hey, for just a couple of minutes, because I really do feel this is a you and God moment. Can we just sing a little bit of worship and you just have a moment with God? You just tell him, come on, the whole church, let's just reach out to God. Just 2 or 3 minutes and I'm just going to pray and we're done. Thank you, Jesus. Just a couple of quick prayers and then I'm going to pray for, is this Bruce over here? Bruce. I just wanted to say, God's really proud of you. You know, I know you got this, you're looking after Connect Groups, man. And this is, yeah, let's give him a big hand. So good. But you're like, you're passionate about it. And God loves that. It's like the heart of a shepherd to want to care for people is beautiful. I'm so into Connect Groups because this is where people get looked after and we don't let them fall and get lost. And, you know, and the two of you here, I just sense God's favor on you. And the goodness of God, he's got you. He's got your back. You've been around forever like an institution, but he just wants you to know that he sees you. And the smile of God is upon your life. Come on, let's give it up for these guys. And Josh, you know, you're going to be trained up for God's purpose. You know, you're going to be a mighty man and just let it happen. Just let some, you know, trusted people speak into your world. Just receive it, learn, grow, but I see the anointing of God coming upon you and some words coming out of your mouth that's going to reach a young generation. Let it happen. It's beautiful. It's amazing. In Jesus' name, you're going to see many people get saved. Many people get saved. You've got a heart for the lost. Come on, let's give it up for him. Sarah, yeah. And I just sense with you, you're like rising. You know, sometimes you're like, really, is this going to happen? But your time is coming. And God is, you are literally in the quiver of God, like I just preached about. And you're coming up, and it's going to be amazing because there's a lot of depth in there. There's a lot of stuff that God's placed in your life. It's the goodness of God. It's like 3 generations coming through your life. And when it really comes out, it's going to glorify God in the most amazing way. So he just wants you to know. He's working with you. You're doing all the right stuff, and God's going to get all the glory on your life as you rise to the purpose of the glory of God. Yeah, let's give her a big hand. And the other kids that are here, young drummer here, the drummers are always make amazing leaders because they're aggressive. And once you just temper that aggression, it's all good. God's going to be on your life. And the other daughter that's around here, yes. Also, amen. Just lift your hands to God right now. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that as she's been in training, Lord, that you're going to put your hand upon her leadership and strength is in her hand by the power of God. Lord, and we just thank you for this. We just thank you for her heart to want to go the extra mile and want to to serve and to seek and to grow and develop, Lord. And we just pray that you'd use her mightily. Let her be a mighty young woman for the hand of God. I see you just preaching with amazing anointing, amazing anointing coming out of this young lady's life. They're going to say, where did she come from? And we all know, you know, she came from the purpose of God. And this lady that I called out, I just sense that God is with you. And sometimes you're like, you know, like, God, what are you doing? But God knows, and he's for you. And you're just an amazing woman. I just feel like your worship and your willingness and your praise is, you know, just such a blessing to God. And he sees you and he's upon you. And you're going to shine in Jesus' name. Let me just pray for you as a church. Just lift your hands to God if you can. Father, I thank you for this beautiful church filled with young and old, this amazing intergenerational blessing that's upon this church. Father, and I pray for a mighty young army rising up, but also these older ones that have been in the faith, that carry wisdom and commitment and heart for the vision. Lord, we just declare upon this church everything that you have, a new season in the harvest field. I declare upon them right now in Jesus' name, this series that they're in right now, loving God and loving people, is gonna start and stir a new wave of fire, of harvest upon this church. Lord, we pray a blessing upon them. And church, come on, why don't we just give God all the praise tonight? Why don't we just lift them up? Come on, let's thank him for all that he's doing in our lives. God bless you guys. God bless you.